What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, I always boil, and have egg bread to eat with my, what I boil.
What's egg bread?
Egg bread, cornbread, but it's, put an egg in it and milk and a little grease.
How do you make it?
You make it, put a little milk in it and a little grease and two eggs. I mostly cook it in a loaf. And then I add my meal to it and mix it and pour it in the pan then bake it.
Could you tell me what you do on a regular day? Say, what do you do every Saturday?
Every Saturday? Just what you was doing just what I was doing when you come here.
What?
I was fixing to lay down.
What do you do in the mornings? I mean, every day, do you do something special during the week?
Yes, ma'am. I get up every morning at 7 o'clock. And my daughter, she cooked breakfast. I get up and eat breakfast. And then I clean up the kitchen, and then I go clean up the house. Other than wash, some days I wash.
Do you do all their wash?
Oh, except hers. She does hers. I got two boys here I wash for. And I mop. I do what kind of according to feelings, you know. Uh-huh. You know, I don't feel young no more.
Tell me about your clock.
My Lord, that clock is sold. Ooh, that clock is sold. But it yet keeps the time. Yes, ma'am, it strikes every half hour. I can lay in the bed and tell what time it is.
And what about when the electricity goes off? Does it stop?
No, ma'am. That's why I like it.
What kind of clock is it?
It's an 8-day clock, called an 8-day clock. You wind it up every Sunday. If you don't, it'll run down before the next week out.
And tell me some more about it. When did you get it?
Well, I've been here about over 60 years, and it was secondhand when I got it.
Do you know whose it was when you got it?
Yes, ma'am, I do. A man by the name of Zeke. I bought it from him. He was moving from here to Hartford, Connecticut, and it was selling out. And I bought that clock from him.
That's where I come from.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Just about an hour south of there.
Well, I declare.
How much did you pay him for that clock?
I paid him $6 for that clock.
You know what they sell for today?
What?
$85.
And I give him a $5 bill. I know we'll forget it in a $1 bill.
$5
and $1. That's right. He was moving back to Hartford. Well, he never had lived to Hartford. He was born and raised here, but he married a girl from Hartford. And he brought her back, and she was dissatisfied. And they started housekeeping. And they moved, he went back to Hartford, to her home, and he's still there.
And he's still living there?
Still, he is living, but she's dead.
And he never came back?
Oh, he comes back. He got some relatives here. He comes back every now and then.
Just to visit?
That's right. That's right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I play on McDonald's and a lot of things like a porcupine and the detective and lightning ranger.
Can you sing it?
I forgot the tune of it. Oh, I got it now. Porcupines have picky quills. Don't go near their favorite hills. If you go, you have bad luck, 'cause you surely will get stuck. That's all.